Thursday Truma, Shir 317, Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Dalet. We are describing the individual that is going to be Zeche to be Yala Behar Hashem. So the Pasuk says like this, very interesting Pasuk. We mentioned this briefly yesterday, but it's a very interesting Pasuk. Niki Chapayim, a person that is clean, his palms are clean, meaning he doesn't take money that is not erlich. Uvar levav, and he has a clean heart, meaning his heart is also clean. He's not corrupted in his heart. Asha loinosa lashov nafshi v'loinishba lemirma, which, what does this pasuk mean? Rashi says it means that he didn't make a shvuah in the name of Hashem. Ashaloi nosal ashov nafshi, it's referring to the Rabbeinu Shalom, he didn't make a shvuah with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We're talking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, apparently. Ashaloi nosal ashov nafshi, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom talking, so to speak, v'lei nishba l'mirma, he didn't make a shvuah to trick somebody. So this makes this a little bit easier to understand, because an individual that doesn't make a shvuah sheker is obviously a person that has respect and covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and it's really like, it's interesting, hemshech, basically an erelich hayid. That's basically what David HaMelech says. He doesn't say you have to go to the mikveh. He doesn't say you have to fast tanesim. He says you have to be an erelich hayid. Now, what's in common with all of these things is really emunah and betachon, meaning a nekich hapayim uvar levav is a person that lives with the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a real force, and I reckon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a nekich hapayim. Uvar lev, and the levar levav also, a guy that's not corrupted, meaning, why do people steal? Because they don't believe in their Ribono Shel Olam. They think if they take something that doesn't belong to them, they're going to gain. But a person that has betachon is a nekich hapayim, uvar levav. And then, also to make a shvuah v'lenishba l'mirma. Didn't make a shvuah l'shav, or to trick somebody. So that's the whole criteria. Basically, so simply put, it sounds like an erlich hayid, but if you look into it deeply, it's pashtas the svara is, because all of these individuals are people that respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, they are ones that are zeiche to be yala b'har Hashem, and Yakum bim kaim kachai, because they demonstrate covet for the Rebbeinu Shlomo.